Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Dear Gwyth, and welcome to Capital Irish Radio, coming to you from the capital this Sunday on the 11th of April, and we are broadcasting on 106.1 FM. You can reach us by email on capitalirishradio@gmail.com, or you can check out our Facebook page, that's Capital Irish. Firstly, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Butler's Irish Chocolates, the Wellington Irish Trust, Hutt Valley Irish Society, and Peter and Susie McGuinness. You all make this possible each week, so thank you so much for your support. Now on to our show. So this week, I was shocked to learn that my Kiwi other half had not seen The Last of the Mohicans, the 1992 movie starring Daniel Day-Lewis. And so over the Easter weekend, I downloaded it and forced a lot of our friends to watch it. And of course, the movie itself really did stand the test of time, well worth a rewatch. But it was the soundtrack that I really paid attention to this time around, something that I definitely had skipped over years ago when I was watching it. So this inevitably led to that typical YouTube hole of listening and watching music. And this is kind of where the show was drummed up from. So listening to Clannad's song, I Will Find You, I ended up making the most of the New Zealanders in the room listen to the whole Clannad back catalogue. And so the show was formed. So who are Clannad? They're an Irish band that were formed in 1970 in Gweedore in County Donegal. Not typically known for its musical talents in the 1970s Gweedore, but it was created by siblings Ciarán and Paul, and of course the great Moira Brennan, and their uncles Noel and Padraig Duggan. They were initially known as Clann an Dubber, or the family from Dore, and they shortened it to Clannad after winning the Letterkenny Folk Festival. They struck it really lucky after that win, and they got a deal with Philips Records. Their debut album was recorded at Eamon Andrews Studios in Dublin, and they decided to choose a mixture of Gaelic and English songs and did a really good cover of The Morning Dew by Bonnie Dobson. It was released in 1973, and initially Clannad was met with quite a lot of resistance from the label because of the amount of Gaelic songs. The group soon found themselves more popular outside Ireland, and particularly in Germany. It's so common for Irish artists to be much more popular outside Ireland first and then find their audience back in the homeland. So later in 1973, Clannad decided to compete for the 1973 Eurovision Song Contest, representing Ireland with the song called On Park. In the 70s, of course, if you managed to get to the Eurovision Song Contest, you basically had your career made. But unfortunately, they didn't get past the early round, and Maxi's Do I Dream went on to represent Ireland. It's insane to think that Maxi beat out Clannad for representing Ireland that year. So then Clannad followed on with that debut album with a second album in 1974 called Clannad 2. And this is where they really started to use the best of Irish artists. It was produced by Donal Lunny from Planxty. And like their first, Clannad 2 features a mix of English and Gaelic songs. But this time they had Lunny and the Botany Band members as additional instruments on their track. During this time, they had their biggest hit to date. And this is when they re-recorded the song Dúlamán in 1976. It quickly became a stage favourite at the Clannad concerts. And based on all their popularity in Europe, they decided to do a tour across the continent. It was on this tour that a massive standing ovation made Clannad realise that they were going to take this full time. Due to the success of this massive tour, they decided to record in Switzerland a live album. And this was their first of the live albums that they did. In 1979, Clannad underwent a 36-day tour of North America, and this was the largest tour any Irish band had ever done at that time. I'm going to kick off today's show with that very first big clan that hit. This is Dulamon.
Skella Hershey Hagam go row again, Kira.
Welcome back to Capital Irish on 106.1 FM. So we left off in 1979 when Clonard was touring America, and in the 1980s, with a new decade came a new voice, and Clonard became a six-piece band following the addition of the world-famous Enya Brennan. She initially came in on keyboards and to add some additional vocals. Ryan, who was the manager at the time, wished to expand the group's sound to more vocals and kind of more of electronic instruments, and so he invited her to join. Enya's first recordings with the group were made up as a guest musician for their fifth studio album, and they created that in Cologne in Germany. Cranul, the Irish for apple tree, this was the very first song they released in 1980 on Tara Music. Enya's success meant that they went in to record another studio album called Fulham, which is the Irish for sound, and Enya at this point had become a full-time member. And the group's further experimentation with electronic instrument, Enya featured really heavily on lead vocals, and especially on the song Tool. After this, they decided to do another European tour, but it was then the managers, Nick Ryan and Roman Ryan, decided to leave the group. They wanted more of an electronic feel, a more new age song, and they also decided that Enya was the one to bring that to them. And this, of course, is when Enya was born. So she went on to a huge musical career, becoming the 8th best-selling female artist of all time. But right now, I'm going to play you that song that made her so famous with Clannad. We're going to play Untool, which is the Irish for apple. And please forgive the audio quality on this. This is a live version from 1982, and so it's a little bit grainy.
She'll sing, and you'll sing a song now called Unto the Apple.
Welcome back to Capital Irish on 106.1 FM. So we left when Enya had decided to find her own way and go for her own success from Clannad. And anyone would think when your kind of main star goes off and finds their right way, generally the original band tends to kind of fall down a little bit. But with Clannad, it was very, very different. The now 5-piece band signed to RCA Records, and they accepted an invitation to record a song for Harry's Game. So this was a 3-part television drama that depicted the Troubles in Northern Ireland. Ciarán, Paul and Maura put together the whole theme and the whole soundtrack, and it became massive. Upon its release, the single, in October 1982, it peaked at number 2 in the Irish chart and number 5 in the UK charts, and it still remains the only UK hit to ever be sung entirely in Irish. This song was so successful that from 1983 to 1987, U2 used it as the last song for every concert. After this success, Robin of Sherwood, a TV show that had 26 episodes, commissioned Clannad to write the entire musical score for it. And this was the first time that they created an entire album in English. The soundtrack for this TV programme was released in 1984 under the album Legend, and it won the band a BAFTA award for Original Best Television Music. I've spoken about this enough, so it's time to play the theme from Harry's Game by Clannad. Welcome back to Capital Irish on 106.1 FM. If you've just joined us, we are doing the back catalogue of all the Clannad songs since the 1970s up to today. We left off in 1987 when Clannad had lots of commercial success in the film and TV industry. They got picked up by some rock producers who wanted to kind of change the sound that Clannad were in. So they recorded this song called Cyrus, and it was recorded in LA. And it was a song that Pole wanted to encourage all environmentalists in the movement with Greenpeace. So they called the album the name of the boat at the time. And it was from this album that Clannad did their very first worldwide tour. Between 1988 and 1991, Clannad were involved in lots of side projects. And due to Pole's influence, they even did a documentary score about pollution in the Atlantic Ocean. The recording was mainly instrumental, but they used their voices instead of instrumentals. So it's probably one of the first a cappella albums that are out there. They also did a half-hour animation called The Angel and the Soldier Boy, where it was done completely without any voiceovers, just the music telling the story. This firmly demonstrated that Clannad were one of the most acclaimed soundtrack artists in the music industry. Pole initially decided to leave the group and pursue a solo career at this time, and then he went on to work at WOMAD for the organisation in Britain, and of course here in New Zealand we know WOMAD so well. After Paul left the band, Clannad continued, this time as a quartet, and they recorded a further album called Alam, which is the Irish for soul. And it marked their return to more of the traditional Gaelic songs that they were used to in the early 70s. Ciarán at this time took over a lot of the writing, and he's credited with 9 of the 10 songs on that album. And this brings us back to the start of the show, because at this time they wrote the song I Will Find You for the soundtrack of the film The Last of the Mohicans. On this song, Moira sings in English, Mohican and Cherokee. Once again, all the songs on this were written and produced by Ciarán Brennan, with the exception of Sunset Dreams, and that was written by his uncle, Noel Duggan. This album was probably Clannad's greatest success. It has sold over 1 million copies to date. From the back of that album, they then went on to create another album, Lore, and this gave some thought to the Native American Indians on the Trail of Tears, and this is Noel Duggan and how he imagines it would have felt to exile from one's ancestral land, and they are also thinking about the people and the strong connection that they have with the Irish. After this massive success, Clannad decided to take a little bit of a hiatus. They had been going for 20 years at this point, and they decided they wouldn't release a studio album, but what they would do is release the best of Clannad, called In a Lifetime, which for Clannad was probably one of the biggest selling albums they had to date. Moira Brennan, of course, went on to have her own solo career, but it was in 2006, on one of her tours in the Netherlands, she decided to have the whole band back together, including former member Paul and sister Deirdre, and they recorded 5 songs during the second half. The audience went absolutely wild because they had no idea the Clannad were planning on reunited on stage, and this resulted in multiple standing ovations from the audience. From this, they decided to start touring again, and in 2019, they were starting to embark on their In Their Lifetime farewell tour. But of course, in 2020, lots of this was postponed due to the pandemic, and they released a new compilation album instead called In a Lifetime. So with their over 40-year history, to date, they have released 16 studio albums and 4 live ones. This is by far the most amount of albums that any Irish band has ever created. And they're still touring. They're almost like the Rolling Stones of the Gaelic scene. So I'm going to end the show where we started. Once again, a massive thank you to all our sponsors. Butler's Irish Chocolate, the Wellington Irish Trust, Hutt Valley Irish Society, and Peter and Susie McGuinness. I'm going to leave you this Sunday with Clannad's most famous song, I Will Find You, from the soundtrack of The Last of the Mohicans. No matter where you go.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. Thanks to the generosity of our sponsors, we couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, Hutt Valley Irish Society and Butler's Chocolates. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.